Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Cy Musiker. The board of the group regulating ship pilots on San Francisco Bay today formally concluded that pilot error was a factor in last year's oil spill on San Francisco Bay. John Cota was piloting the Costco Busan when the ship hit a protective fender of the Bay Bridge and spilled nearly 54,000 gallons of bunker fuel into the bay. The board voted to accept a committee report that found Cota committed errors in seven ways. California's insurance commissioner has ordered his auditors to examine how insurance companies handled claims from last year's devastating wildfires. Meanwhile, weather forecasters have issued a red flag warning that means high fire danger through Saturday in the valleys and mountains of San Diego County. A spokesman for the U.S. Postal Service says California voters needn't worry whether they've put enough stamps on their absentee ballots. The post office will deliver the vote even if there's postage due. Long ballots in many counties require more than a 42-cent stamp, so the counties have agreed to reimburse the Postal Service for the difference. That's just one example of potential problems in this year's presidential election. Kim Alexander studies such issues. She runs the California Voter Foundation. Ms. Alexander, tell me about the postage issue. Shouldn't county election departments have let voters know about this ahead of time?
They have tried to let them know, but one of the problems is we have 58 different counties in the state, and all the ballots are different, and the counties have their own procedures. So it's very hard to get any kind of a statewide message out there about what voters should do because it varies from county to county.
Yeah. Do you have any other concerns about the huge numbers of absentee ballots? I see in Santa Clara County, about two-thirds of voters have signed up to vote by mail.
A lot of voters are signing up to vote by mail, and a lot of county registrars are promoting vote by mail. I don't think that all those voters are going to actually vote by mail. I think a number of them will bring their ballots to the polling place, and some people are going to misplace them and show up at the polls and want to vote a ballot there anyway.
And in fact, a lot of poll watchers are expecting high turnout and many first-time voters. Earlier this year, many polling places ran short of ballots. Could that be a problem?
It could be, but I think it's less likely for this election, even though we are expecting a very high turnout. The primary election was different in that because it was a primary, there were many different ballot styles at every polling place for all the different parties. In this election, there's only one ballot style per polling place, and that's going to, I think, make the likelihood that polling places run out of ballots less likely.
Only two counties are using electronic voting machines for this election. The rest are using paper ballots. That
right.
seems a retreat from what was supposed to be a promising new technology. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great development. I'm really happy to see where California is at. You know, in fact, this new report just came out from a number of groups. California rates extremely high when it comes to election verification. And that's because we not only have eliminated electronic voting, we've really restricted its use to just accessibility for voters with disabilities at the polling place. But for the most part, California voters are voting on paper. We are using computer technology to scan and count those ballots. So it's really the best of both worlds.
I guess what you're saying is that you still don't think electronic voting machines should be trusted.
I don't, and that's because there have been numerous studies that have been conducted by UC researchers, by researchers at Princeton, and nobody likes what they've found. They have found a lot of problems with the equipment in terms of the way the software is written, and California voters can rest assured this presidential election, unlike the last one, that their ballots will be counted and counted accurately.
Yeah, you've just finished a paper, I believe,
yes.
on the voter experience in California.
Yeah.
What's your conclusion?
What I've concluded after looking at this is that we have far too much complexity and diversity in polling place practices in California. We've got 58 different counties. They're all using their own procedures for voting equipment. So there's a real lack of standardization in the voting process in California that makes it very difficult for voters to fully understand what their voting rights are. And I think it's something we need to take a look at and figure out how can we streamline the voting process, make it more standardized so that the news media, campaigns, voters, and voter outreach groups such as mine can tell voters exactly what to expect when they go to the polls, and we can take the guesswork out of this.
Thanks for talking to us.
Anytime.
Kim Alexander is president and founder of the California Voter Foundation. Its website is calvoter.org. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.